What's up? Today is the day, honey. I am so excited about this event. I'm super stoked that Lena is going to be sharing some insights into everything here, sharing all of the knowledge that she has around passive income. I think this is one of the most crucial things that we can do for each other is really kind of help each other as hairdressers kind of grow. And this is the space for it. So we love to create an educational environment that is all about sharing. And so I love these insider tricks on how you can really kind of diversify. That's a big word. I said diversify. Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am feeling so good. I'm feeling so excited today. I'm so energized. I love this conversation. I think
Me
that you are the
too.
perfect person to be having it with too. So this is going to be a really exciting event. And I'll just do a little quick housekeeping, if y'all will. So at the right of your screen, you will see the chat. If you have any questions for Lena, as we are moving through this, just write them on in and we will definitely get all of those answered. And then I wanted to kind of share with you guys at the left of your screen, what you're going to find is you're going to find some of your favorite products. So we've got Nuwash Original here. We've got Hair Balm. We have Undressed. And then we also have your blog here. So definitely after this, take a deep dive into that. If you are not following Lena's Instagram, you guys got to get onto it. Come on now. It is so good. And then we have the hairdresser curious page. So if you are a hairdresser and you are not carrying Hair Story, then I really strongly advise that you click this link. No pressure, but what you will find is that you'll find someone that will reach out to you afterwards, talk you through it, some of the things that we're going to just touch on today. And then if you are a client out there and you're like, this look pretty good to me, we also have a discount off of your first order through Lena's link. So feel free to take advantage of that 15% off. So awesome, y'all. So without further ado, let's dive into it.
Thank you for the great intro, Wes.
Of course.
Great
Oh
of
my gosh. So exciting.
Okay, we have a lot to cover, and I'm sorry in advance if I cough. I did get caught in a cough, but I have everything prepped here. Let's get into the four streams of income that I think that every hairdresser should have. I believe that we can all do it. There is a space for everybody on this planet. I Googled yesterday how many people are on the planet. There's like 9 billion people. 5 billion of them have an internet connection. If you are living in the States, it is a great place to, like 90% of my following is from the States. Your population is great. I'm in Canada now, much smaller population. So if there's something that you want to share with the world, do it, put it out, make videos, and don't worry about the numbers. Just do what you enjoy doing. So that's my little pep talk in the beginning. I think a lot of us as hairdressers, we shy away from being influencers or content creators. I prefer saying content creator now than influencer, but influencing is basically sales. And we're all salespeople, whether we like it or not. We are selling all the time. We're selling with our body language, we're selling with the type of tea that we drink. I was at New Year's and we were talking about these hair extensions that I have and everybody loved them. And you're constantly selling. Dating is selling, it's we're always selling. So why not capitalize on that and share your gift with the world and just become like really embrace the internet, embrace the fact that you can reach so many people and change lives. Like even if you're changing one person's life, you're good, right? It just builds on that. So yeah.
I love this as a concept. I think that we as hairdressers are always in a space where we feel a little bit awkward when it comes to selling per se, because number one, a lot of us view ourselves as artists, right? And so we have that struggle that artists don't sell things. Even though they do, they sell their art, honey. That's what makes them
They get
continue.
commission too.
Art. Exactly.
Yeah, they get commission art and they make a lot of money doing that. So
exactly. And it's and what else is like kind of interesting for us is that we have a deeply personal relationship with our clients because it's pretty intimate as far as our spaces go, right? Like they share so much with us. I mean, I always say, you know, nobody just comes to me and says, I want bangs. They go, I want bangs and I'm going through this. So it's like there's always that intimate level that I think creates a mental barrier for us because we've always had sales be in this kind of negative box. And what I love about what you are talking about is that it's going, you know what? You're a content creator, you are sharing. And I think if we could accept that we are all at some levels educators, right? And educators deserve to get paid. Boom.
That's it.
And yeah. So when we are educating, whatever that looks like for us, whatever our thing is, and I think that what I love about when I look at your work and you're really sharing, you're sharing really amazing and educating advice on things that you actually believe in and that you love. And you're really looking at how you can help people out. So I think that that's 100% within our hairdresser values. And so I am so excited to learn about how you kind of got on this path because you hit a space where you were like, oh, something's got to happen. So can you give me a little bit of background about that? Like, how did you arrive? Because I'm looking at you now and I'm like everybody else in the audience and the people are going to watch this later and be like, it's easy for her. She got this thing and they got a YouTube channel and got the thing and got the numbers and got all the things. And I can make a million excuses for why it's possible for you, but not possible for me. And I want to hear a little bit about where you started because you didn't start with, you know, all of it. You had to do something. And what was that catalyst for you that really made you go, I got to do this?
Yeah, that's so funny that you asked. So I used to be a makeup artist before I was a hairstylist. And with makeup, I was doing okay. But I really didn't enjoy making videos at all. So for some reason, it didn't work for me. And I watched everybody else go online and make content online. And I was like genuinely jealous of that. I was like, how do I do that? Luckily, somehow through a hunch, I got into hair. I didn't get into hair till 2017. I was already in my 30s. But once I got into hair, I was like, this is fascinating. Like, there's so much to learn. It's limitless. And I set up a camera. So when I was a makeup artist, I did have a channel, but I would delete my videos all the time. I would put it up and delete it and put it up and delete it. And I literally did this. Like, I didn't get comfortable in front of a camera for like 10 years.
Wow.
Because I would film myself, hate it, delete it, try again, hate the lighting, hate the audio. And then one day I was like, Lena, you got to stop doing this. Like, you got to stick with something. Luckily, I got into hair, and the first thing that I learned that was fascinating to me wasn't even cutting, because I'm a hair cutting specialist, but it was purple shampoo. And there was nothing online about purple shampoo. Now it's everywhere.
Right.
But at the time, nobody knew what purple shampoo was or why it was being sold. So I just pulled up like my little color wheel, and I turned on my camera, and I had a bed sheet behind me. I was living with my parents, and I mean, honestly, like, it was the worst video ever. I think the audio was okay, but looking back, my skin was yellow, my hair looked terrible, and, you know, I don't want to take it down because it's one of my best videos. So I explained how purple shampoo works, and then it just kept seeing tons of views. Every time I went on, it was like 1,000 views, 2,000, 3,000. Now it's like at 40,000.
Wow.
And it went down because then now everybody else is making content about. So it's not pulling up as like before, but I decided to just pull it up on YouTube because YouTube is a search engine. YouTube is Google, right? It doesn't matter if you have an audience, you will get an audience eventually. I'm very passionate about YouTube because you can literally reach the whole world. So I put that up and I realized there is a space for that. I want to keep talking about hair. And that would be my advice for anyone who wants to start. Don't look at the numbers. Don't worry about that. Do what you enjoy talking about. What is something that you can't get sick of talking about?
Right.
right? So with makeup, when I was doing makeup, I really enjoyed the art of makeup, but I didn't enjoy teaching people how to do makeup. I didn't enjoy talking about products. I didn't want to sell products. It didn't match my values. But with hair, I love it so much. I want everybody to know about how you can have healthy hair. What are the best haircuts for you? Like what type of shampoo or cleanser that you should be using? Like I have hair balm today because I had a bunch of frizzies at the top and I just talked to everybody about hair balm, for example. It's one thing. From there, I just kept making videos. During the pandemic, I had a pixie and I needed a trim, but obviously we were all locked down. Yeah. So I decided to set up my camera. Again, the lighting was horrendous. It's a 7-minute video. I don't know how I did it. It was a hunch. I went with it and it's at almost 700,000 views now.
Wow.
That video has made me over $3,000.
Wow.
Passive. Just by itself, I've done nothing. The tons of comments. Not just that, but it's also helped me create, like, other brands have gotten in touch with me wanting to work with me because they've seen that video.
Yeah.
So really the reach is immense. It's infinite. And then I have my Amazon affiliates underneath. So people will buy the links that I have underneath. So I have all of these income streams coming in from one video that I just felt like would help people. I did it just to help people.
And that's the thing that's so cool about it, right? So like, I love this. And I think that we should probably, you know, just take like, you know, a second just to kind of clarify, you know, what you mean by passive, because for many of us, we are in a not passive revenue stream, meaning that, you know, I show up, the client shows up, I cut their hair, they give me money. Like that's an exchange of my time and my energy and my effort. So what do you mean by when you say passive income?
Okay. Love that question. Thank you. I do want to say that nothing is really passive because you have to constantly work on it. You have to put up a lot of work up front.
Yeah.
Passive means that you put something up on online or whatever. It could be like real estate, it could be passive income, right? So somebody will, you'll keep making money without having to show up.
Right.
You can write a book, sell that book that keeps selling online on whatever platform that you use. And you don't have to show up. You can make money in your sleep.
Yeah.
Awesome. And there are tons of avenues to obviously do that. Yeah.
So it's really kind of thinking about it like this. It's almost thinking about it in terms of, you know, you do this initial work, this initial investment in it, but then you put it in a space where you can let it be and it continues to grow revenue for you without you necessarily going back to it. Like you're posting a video, like you said, it just keeps growing and growing and growing. You're not going back and editing that video every, you know, week. You did it once, it's up there. You know, even for the one you don't like, you know, you let it be. I'm sure at some point you would love to be re-editing it, but you don't want to. You want to give it legs, you want to let it grow, and that allows that to just kind of, that's when it turns into that passive income. So there's that initial investment in your time and your knowledge and your sharing, but after that, you're going to let it do what it wants to do. So I think this is so exciting. So yeah, I would love...
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No. I mean, I would love to... How does one... Like, YouTube seems big. Like, I have to be honest with you. It seems like... I'm like, everybody's here. It's a channel. And I love that you say, don't worry about the numbers. And I love that you say, look at it and kind of... find your own thing that you're really passionate about, the thing that you could talk about all day long. And hairdressers, I think that we're such a unique bunch, right? Like for the fact that we're really literally like, we all have something within this broad category that we love the most. And you can, and you want to share that and you want to talk about that all the time. And so I love that piece of advice. But how does one go even about setting a channel up?
That's a great question. It's actually not that hard. You just need a Gmail address.
Okay.
You can go on and you just follow the prompts. A lot of people have YouTube abandoned YouTube channels. So here's what when I was prepping for this, I was thinking, like, how does one start? What if it doesn't work out? What if you do want to delete it? Like I did, like I deleted four other channels, right? It's okay if you don't talk about hair. So today's chat is about passive money. It's okay to start a channel where you don't show your face. You could be working with your hands. You could be doing a voiceover. Maybe you're talented at, taking care of plants, or maybe you want to talk about something where you draw. Maybe you're a great drawer, Start with that because I feel like that would give you the confidence, or at least you can test the waters.
Okay.
Kind of like whenever you're diversifying, you're buying stocks or whatever, you want to get the tiniest little, like, low risk investments at first. Test the waters. I know people who do tarot card readings and nobody knows who they are. They're completely anonymous.
Very
Start with that if you're scared of it, because it is a big place and it is oversaturated. But I do believe that the people who are searching for you will find you. And start with that and watch the numbers. If it's some, or watch yourself, like, do you really enjoy doing it or not? If not, start something else. Delete all the videos, start over. Don't take yourself so seriously. Don't be a perfectionism. We spoke about this earlier. We can be perfectionists. I was a perfectionist. My therapist told me, perfectionism tries to protect you. Perfectionism is trying to protect you, and you don't need to be perfect. And it took me, the reason it took me 10 years to figure this out is because I learned how to loosen up. I used to be very formal. And like everything had to be perfect. And guess what? I wasted a lot of time. Once I loosened up and I decided nobody cares, I'm just gonna be myself. It switches. It's a mindset shift. It's like
Okay. Y'all, I'm like, my mind is just exploding in this moment because seriously, I think a lot of us are in that space. I think that's why we're really gifted at what we do. There's a drive that comes from our perfection, but also accepting that it is designed to protect us, which also can hold us back.
Exactly. And you know what? I know a barber who took off on YouTube. I was following this guy who was just taking videos with his phone, which is now YouTube Shorts, or you can do with TikTok. At the time, he would just upload every day. You don't even have to talk. You can just put music over it,
I
play
love.
around with it, have fun with it. And all the music is now available. At this, like, 2 years ago, I don't think we had all of that music available to us. Now it's all there. All the hits are there. We are in a very abundant time. And if you're doing color, if you're doing a balayage, have someone take the video for you. Don't think about it, upload it, pop in a couple hashtags, forget about it. You're going to be drawn again to do more. You're going to have an idea. Oh, I can put that on. I can put that on. If you don't get that hunch, then it's not for you. Try a different avenue.
Right.
Oh, you have to test things.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
love this. I
Yeah.
love this. And how does one go about, because you did mention, like when you create the video, when you're creating this content, you use that in addition to build other things. You mentioned, oh, I put links into my Amazon. And how does one create that? Like, is that hard to do to become an Amazon affiliate? Like, how do we go about doing that?
Not at all. So Amazon is great. We hated Amazon for the longest time because clients were like, I'm going to Amazon, I'm going to find your product. And you're
Yeah.
like, seriously?
Totally.
This is where Hair Story comes into. I explain, with Hair Story, it's drop shipping, it comes directly to your door. So we're going to talk about that later. But for affiliate market, or sorry, for Amazon, basically all you have to do is just you sign up with a link. You want to Google Amazon Associates.
Okay.
Or Amazon Associate Central. Amazon also has an influencer program where you can have your own storefront. Now, in order to get that, you do need a significant following either through Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, or Facebook. It doesn't tell you what number you need, they have to do with themselves. That's very mysterious.
Okay.
But you know what? If you have a significant following, go ahead and apply. If they reject you, it's okay. Go build your following, come back, apply again. You know, don't let it deter you. But if you can, you can still get the Amazon Associates where you can just use the link. So if you like a product, you're using, I don't know, like one of the scales that I use for my hair color is from Amazon. It's like actually a kitchen scale. I was like, okay, I'm just gonna put this on. So you can just pull up the link for that. On your website, what I would recommend is you make a blog post and you pop in your Amazon links. There's something called one link. At the time, Amazon used to be per country, so you'd have to have a different link for every country in the world, basically. Now they have one link where anyone from any part of the world can click on it. It'll take them to their country's Amazon, and then you can get a commission every time they buy. So you can take that link, pop it into a blog post, and you can call that blog Products I Love or My Amazon, call it your storefront from Amazon, and send it to your mailing list. Okay. Put it on your link tree on Instagram. You just follow the prompts. You just look up Amazon Associates. It's going to ask you to sign up. You put in all of your stuff. You're going to have to do some tax information, and then you are ready to go. You're going to have an Amazon Associates banner at the top. And you can go on your dashboards. You can see everything that people buy. You can look at all the stats. It's actually quite simple.
And I have a question about this. So say, for instance, people ask me this all the time. They're like, oh, well, what round brush do you use? And I'm like, well, you know, I've had this spore net for 15 years and I love it, right? It's natural for me to share that. And educate about why I like this product. And so if I'm in that particular space of sharing, but I don't necessarily want to maybe load it onto my website, can I just use my link in my like bio and my link tree? Does that work as well? Like, does it just take them straight to the Amazon shop? Okay, yeah. Cool.
It will take them, if you have the shop, it will take them to the shop. It will, if you have a shop, you will have share my shop link. You know, it will be like Amazon influencer or something, or amazonstorefront.com/WestCharlton, something like that. You can customize your own name, or if you have a link to the product, absolutely. You can use that link anywhere.
Okay, so you can do it either way. So if you are, so say, you know, you are a person that, you know, has some sort of following, whatever it may be, you know, and you're granted magically from Amazon the shop, it's kind of like your own little Amazon space where you've curated some items that you like and that you would recommend to people. But that's not necessarily necessary. You're not left out of this game, you're saying. You're saying that you can always have the affiliate link, which would just be a more of a direct link taking them to that space, but it's going to recognize it as you, as the referrer, and then, you know, pay the commission out like that.
Exactly.
So everyone can really participate, whether you have, you know, a following or not. And I think this is so crucial because I think a lot of us get a little bit, that perfectionist thing kicks in. And then I also have that space where I'm like, but I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not that. But it's like, you actually have, you already have a following, even though they may physically show up to you, that could be your following. And this could be a source that you can go, hey, go to my Instagram. These are all my recommendations there. You could use it like that. It could be a hybrid of the thing too. If you don't quite have maybe the mailing list down, because I know some of us are like, dang, I got it. We're like, oh no, like
we're is so powerful. That's another one. Yeah.
How do you do that too? Cause I get nervous because I'll be really honest with you. Yeah. When we talk about mailing list, I have a moment. Can I be totally honest here?
Please.
When I hear about mailing lists, this is what pops into my head. I think about that one crazy client that I fired or like the one out of all of them.
Out of 1,000.
And I'm literally like, I can't send anybody out anything because I don't know how to get rid of her off of my list. And what if it, I'm in a fear mode. So how does one maybe a either bite the bullet and do it anyway, or how does one kind of navigate creating a mailing list?
Well, I mean, you must have a platform, first of all, to use, whether it's MailChimp or whatever. I use ConvertKit. It's really nice. And you can curate your list. You don't have to put that one crazy client on there. You don't. Or you fired them, or you had an issue with them. You don't have to put them on there. There's been clients also. Me, it's the people who unsubscribe is like, that is my big boogeyman. I'm like, oh my God, they're gonna unsubscribe. They're gonna hate me. I'm so annoying. I'm annoying them. That's been my issue. Again, perfectionism. It's gotta be perfect. But think about how many mailing lists you've subscribed to, where you're like, oh, I'm curious about this. Let me see what offers they have on or what's going on. So you just gotta remove yourself from it. You gotta remove and just. It's not about you. It's about the value that you bring in. I keep having to remind myself about this. I'm not the star of the show. We have to be customer focused. We have to be, whether even if you're on YouTube, you are customer focused. You're helping people, right? It's all about value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we do have a question about what is the mailing list that you use again?
It's called, can I type in here?
Yeah, go for it.
So it's ConvertKit. Right now, I have the free plan. I think at first they give you a free plan. And eventually, I think when you hit a certain number of subscribers, like a couple thousand or something, it becomes a subscription.
Okay.
Well, it's actually really, really good for anyone who's starting out. It's free. MailChimp is great. The only thing with MailChimp is it can end up in people's spam folders because everybody uses it.
Okay.
So hence, like a lot of mailing, like mailing servers, they flag it as spam and they may not get it. So ConvertKit is actually really great. It's very user-friendly. I have like my own little template that you can like really curate your own template. I have my logo. I'm finally comfortable with mailing lists. It took me a while to figure it out, but I do, they're very powerful.
And do you do a lot of because I think for a lot of us, I will be, this is also part of that thing, because I think every time we talk about something like this, you got to work through your own narrative and the thing that kind of gets in your way. And, I would consider myself a very smart person, but I am a, I'm a country kid from Oklahoma, honey. So I suffer from, some things like dyslexia, that type of thing that really holds me back in the writing space. And because I have spent 20 years interacting with people in a tactile way, it's probably my weakest skill set. And so how do you kind of go about crafting some of these emails to your clients? Do you like pre-write it? Do you have, I mean, I don't know if you saw, I mean, you could be a brilliant writer. I have no idea. But you may not have the struggle, but do you have any advice for people who maybe struggle a little bit in that space about how to do it? And do you add images? Like, what do you do?
I love that question. That's such a great question. Thanks for sharing that because, it's I feel like we all think everybody else is like us. So I'm like, oh, it's so easy. You just go in and you just write. Like it can't be that hard. But for anyone who has dyslexia or like is neurodivergent, can't focus, ADHD, whatever it is, again, this is why I really talk about diversifying and trying whatever works for you. So for a mailing list, do the minimum amount of effort possible. If all you have to do, if you have to hire someone to pull up all the mailing list or the mailing addresses that you have on file from your clients, from your POS system, so I use Square. If I have to hire a VA, for example, or a friend to just copy paste all those emails, put them in a spreadsheet for me, put them in it, like organize it for me, organize the back end for me. Same way you would hire an accountant to do that. And all you would have to do, honestly, with mailing lists is the most powerful mailing lists that have worked for me is just text. It's pure text. Hi, so and so. Blah, blah, blah. This happened today. I don't want to take too much of your time. Just want to let you know that I have an offer here, right here. Click the link. Or if you prefer, like you said, you like to talk to people, right? I would say definitely like make a video on your phone, just like you are right now. You use Mac AirDrop, put it into your email. Attached is the video, and send it and don't think about it.
Love it. I love it.
For yourself. That's what I did for years. And let me tell you, I got a lot of bookings that way. I got a lot of clicks that way. People like the text because it feels so real. It feels like it's been written for them.
I love that. That's so cool. So it doesn't need to be, you know, I think that's part of that thing, working through some of that perfectionist thing, is that we build it up so big in our mind. Like, I got to write this beautiful piece of everything and it's got to be this long. And like, and the reality is what's kind of cool about when I'm flipping the script on this, right? Like, for the advice that you're giving me, I'm kind of like, well, take a minute and think about what you actually like to receive. Like, I actually would be, as a person that receives email all the time, we all do, right? I actually probably, it's probably more impactful and more powerful that if it's just a little short bit that you've written, because A, I can digest it in the 5 seconds that I have in my free time, as opposed to being like, some
like flashy things and the gifts and like, I don't, just give me the gist. What do you want from me? What's in it for me?
What do you want? I love this. Oh, this is so good. Yeah. It's also really bite-sized too, because I think when we hear, you know, there's 4 revenue streams and all this stuff, we get like, we automatically shut down. And you're saying, take a little bit. And also, this is like, you once approach this like a good sampler. You're being like, I'm going to try this and see what I like.
That's it. That's it. Try it. And it doesn't, you know, and also whenever you think about mailing lists, and a lot of brands and companies will do this, you have to go on a schedule. You have to send, you know, 5 mailing lists a month, or like once every Wednesday, or a newsletter. You don't actually have to do that. I think with the age of TikTok, we all know that authenticity is always going to be number one. So, you know, you got to like yourself. You know, you gotta realize that you have a voice. There's a reason those clients came to you. There's a reason people are following you. And if you can just focus on that one person, maybe an avatar of like 3 people that you know, love you, respect you, want to hear from you. They've subscribed, they've opted in, they want to hear from you. That is all you have to focus on. Write for them. Let that email be written for them. And this is where I used to get stuck to. People would unsubscribe and I'd be like, okay, good. Let's filter out the people who don't want to be here. That's the whole point. It's like dating. You filter out the people who don't work for you, and you got to focus on the people who matter.
This is, I'm having more moments with you. Okay. It's like, it is so powerful to think about, because that is so amazing. What you just said is really just focusing in, thinking about who you really want to be talking to. Mm-hmm. And if you're not talking to them, don't worry about the others that don't need to hear this message. You need to think about that one and let it be one. If it's one, it's okay, because you're kind of taking all of these things, and I love that you are really infusing them with individuals' purpose, because I think that's sustainable. Yes. You know, I think that energizes people to wake up and want to try something new and get past themselves, because it feels bigger than you, you know, and I love this approach. So this, I mean, we're talking about links, and we're talking about diversifying the revenue stream. And we're also matching it with something that I think is really meaningful and important to people. And I think that's, dang, girl, you really are good at your job. Can I just say that?
You're a great host. This is great. Enjoy.
All right. Oh, this is so great. Are y'all's mind blown? I'm getting so much out of this time. So I'm really thankful.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, it took a while for me to set all this up. And then I realized, my God, this is actually working. And I want everybody to know about this. Like, I don't want people to feel left out. Whenever I'm in a salon, I'm always thinking, I'm always encouraging other people to you know, get on Hair Story, like tell your clients about it, get your link. Like, wouldn't you want to make an extra $100 a month? Like, I was able to go to Spain in September for 2 weeks, turned it into a vacation because of passive income streams,
Amazing.
all of the things that I was able to set up.
I
So
love it.
it's been really, really good. And I would love to help all y'all, everybody here.
Everybody, come on now, come on down. And that is one thing that I do want to kind of, because we have talked about using, you know, Amazon, and it's in, there's a space for everybody there. That's really important to know. So don't come being like, you know, I don't have 100,000 followers, I can't do it. Like, don't worry about that. Like, just worry about that one thing.
Can I say something? Sorry, but my first payment from Amazon was 56 cents. The second payment was like $2. And then it went up to $8. And I'm like, what is the point of all this? What am I doing this for? But it ends up being like hundreds of dollars now.
So cool. So cool.
Go ahead.
And you know, and then we talked about YouTube, and then also using your mailing list, which you if you are booking online, you have a mailing list, whether you're conscious of it or not. Someone has an email that notifies them of this. So you already have that kind of in your bag, if you will. So it's kind of already there for you. And then you talked, you know, and you touched on Hair Story. You know, this is one of the things when someone shared this with me many, many moons ago, and they said, hey, we're going to do it like this, and we're going to use these links. I felt as a hairdresser for probably the first time from a product company, I was like, you get it, you get me, and you understand. And it was so modern because I felt like I didn't have to hold, you know, a wall of stuff, whether I understood how to use all that stuff or not. And I could just really focus in and share with my clients what I thought was going to be best for them. And they could just use this link. And then I was no longer in that competition with Amazon. Cause like you said earlier, we all have that experience where the client was like, let me just take a picture of that real quick. And like, I'm like, I'm right here behind you.
Hello. Yeah. We couldn't compete. Right.
Nope.
But now we can.
Now we can.
Now we can.
Now we can.
Yeah. So great segue into affiliate partnerships.
Yeah.
So with affiliate, again, you don't need a big following. The people who are coming to you, you got your bums in your chair. You can talk to them about everything that you're using. So I'm someone who's, I think I'm a natural salesperson. I think we're all natural salespeople when we like something. Like, I have this speaker from Sony and I'm obsessed with it. It makes my studio, my space feel like just, it gives such a great ambiance when I play, you know, my lo-fi music, or I can play like party music on this and I tell everybody about it. So that's linked to my Amazon. But if you are hanging out with people and you know, your clients, and you have a product that you really love, talk about it. I see too many hairdressers who have signed up with Hair Story who are too scared to talk about it. So I actually have a script for Hair Story that I would love to share.
Yes.
And I found kind of the sweet spot of how it works. So I would use the Hair Story product on them at the sink. I'll use it. They usually smell it and they go, oh, what is that? It smells like a spa. It's so great. I'm like, yeah, this is Hair Story. So I like I don't talk about it right away at the sink because I don't want to break that kind of like vibe of like they're relaxing, right? They're getting their hair washed. Once we get back to the chair, I actually also want to know that if the product is actually going to work for them or not. Once we're done with the cut, I actually start off by explaining to them the business model of Hair Story. So I will tell them this is a company. So I'm in Toronto. So this is a company out of New York. The way it works is it's a drop shipping business model. They know what that means. People know what drop shipping is. And I say, when you use my link, I get a commission or I get a cut, and the product comes directly to you within 3 to 5 business days, comes directly to your door. And you get a $10 off your first purchase or whatever promo we're doing at the time. And immediately that that just those like three sentences, the light bulb goes off on their head. And they're like, wow, yeah, send me the link. I love it. My hair looks great. They're also seeing how their hair looks in the mirror. Like, I love the way that this feels. Then I go into what the product is. I talk about how it's a cream cleanser. It doesn't foam. It's got all these great ingredients. It's really great if you have dermatitis or any issues like that. It's so gentle, you can use it every day. These are the stuff. I don't want to lose them, right? So I'll talk to them about how this product works for you and how, look at your hair. Look at how great it is. They're like, yeah, it feels so good. Sold. Then I send them the link and it's done. So
I love your approach to it. I think that is one of the hardest things for people. I think part of our sales problem is this, is when we are getting something out of it, we struggle. And what I learned along the way is, okay, so I am willing to give Netflix everybody else's money. I am like, I am watching this show. Have you seen this show, honey? It is so good. I am willing to give them that for free. And, you know, and the restaurant down the street and this and this and this. I'm so comfortable recommending that. And then I get this hiccup when I'm like, oh no, I'm going to get some money out of this. I can't tell you about that thing.
The resistance comes out.
And so this is what I love about this is that you have diffused your own anxiety and your own projection. You go, set up like this. It's a drop shipping thing. If you decide to buy this product through this link, then it's going to come right to your door. And this is how I use it. This is how your hair feels. It looks great, blah, blah, blah. All the things that we know and all the things that we can share, that you get that other part out of the way. And I think that our secrets, when we're trying to keep the secret, it's like, that's what's making the thing shady. Just say you gonna get some money, honey. And thank you for your support. And then we'll all be about our business, because the reality is that they want, our clients actually want us to succeed. And if they don't, then maybe that's not the client we want, but they want us to be living our best lives and be able to continuously serve them. You know, it's in our best interest to be great and well and healthy financially so that we can continue to serve our clients. Mm-hmm.
I love that you brought up all the points that I was going to talk about too. Like, your clients want you to get paid. And I think it took me like I was shocked when I found out this, like, even though I've been doing this for a while, but when clients DM me on Instagram or they send me an email, hey, do you have a link that I can use that will support you? And I was like, whoa, ding, ding, ding. Like, yes, I do actually.
Wow.
And that's when I realized that I need to start telling them that when you purchase through your hairdresser's link, my link, I get a cut and it comes directly to your door.
I love it. I love
it. I always mention that we do get a cut. We do get a commission. If you don't mention it up front, they're going to ask later.
Yeah.
Or they'll be like, oh, I just Googled it. I didn't know that you were going to make money.
Yeah. And then, you didn't get... This is, I think the lesson for all this is really allowing people, what I'm kind of gathering as I'm hearing all this stuff, you know, and it's, you know, it's my, and trust me, there's still the little voice in my head that's like, Randy, you can't do it because it's not always perfect and you don't got what Lena got and the whole thing. Like, there's still that story, but we're going to work through that. But it is, it's that all you're doing is you are giving people more avenues to support you.
Yes.
Here's a way to support me. Here's a way to, like, you know, give me a high five if you like what I'm doing. If you are picking up what I'm putting down, then here you go. Yeah. And I think that that's so, so cool and so human. And, you know, we project our own limitations onto our clients sometimes. And I think that that's the thing that we gotta work through. Yeah. So I will say this, This is my next question for you, my love, because I have learned so much and we're about like only 45 minutes in. But the thing is I find sometimes I need someone to hold me accountable. And so are you offering like coaching for hairdressers who are interested in this? You touched on that a little bit earlier. How are you doing that? And how are you like, how do people do this? If someone says, you know what, I need a person that's rooting for me, that's walking me through this stuff. Yeah. How do they get access to you to do this?
Yeah, I love that you asked me. Thank you so much for asking me. Yeah, so once I realized that I really genuinely just want to help hairdressers do this, I set up, my brand is called Sculpted, S-K-L-P-T-D. If you see, like, you see my blog there. I do want to make a blog just for hairdressers to help everybody. I did make a couple of blog posts, actually, about content creation for hairdressers, and I'm going to continue to do that. And I do have a sculptedacademy.com, which is where I do courses. But you are able to get in touch with me if you go on my blog. I do have the About page, and I do help hairdressers and small business with marketing. So even if you need content creation, you need your videos edited, you're not sure how to get started, you don't know where to start, because I'm all about getting your brand not only to be visible, but it needs to funnel properly. I love looking at the bigger picture, breaking it down into smaller little pieces with your marketing. How do you show yourself your value so that it lines up with your larger vision for yourself, where you want to be? And I would love to help everybody do this. So yeah, you can find that through the link. If you go on my About page on the blog, you will see my About, and you can directly book a one-on-one session with me. I've already helped a couple of hairdressers, and the feedback was that they've been able, because we focus in on your, everyone has their own things, right? Like you said, we all have our little limitations. You can't give vague answers to something like this. You got to start small and then build slowly. And you can definitely book with me through that link. It's all available online.
I love that. And speaking of kind of like online courses, the one thing that I did also want to tap into before we head out here is, you know, we've covered YouTube, we've covered Hair Story product, you know, links, kind of using that drop shipping system to help you. And then we have talked about YouTube, but there are also courses. So if you have something that you want to teach, you can do that as well. How does someone go about that? Like that's I'm seeing it, but I don't know how to do it.
Right. So like I said, everyone has something to teach, and you can choose your platform, right? So if you want to start teaching and you're not sure how to do it, start on YouTube, make a couple of videos, figure out how it works out. But if you really believe that you can sell a course, you can start your own. Like my website is hosted on Squarespace. You can have products on Squarespace. You can get the commerce version of Squarespace and have courses put up, and people can literally just buy it. So we could record this right now, what we're doing today. Mm-hmm. Screen record it and put it online and sell that. You can sell that for like $10-$20. You know, it's something like that is a great way to start. Tell everybody about it. And I have a course in client consultations, and that's been the best selling course so far for me. I have a razor cutting course, and I'm just going to keep building that. So mine is hosted on a platform called Thinkific, but there's also a platform called Teachable. And there's Kajabi. Kajabi's a little bit on the pricier side, so I would recommend that you only get there once you're established. But if you want to start small, Squarespace is great. Like you can just, you know, use that and sell your courses that way. And that's one way definitely of doing courses. And I really do encourage everybody to make courses, because there's always so much to learn. Yes.
And also, like, you know, I'm just thinking, like, you know, there's so many times, right, where a client's like, I wish I could, you know, take you home with me. And it's like, and it's really like, you know, I didn't come out of the womb knowing how to, you know, make someone's bangs look great, right? Like, I had to learn it. And so even if you were just being like, I just want to offer this to, you know, little, like, styling tutorials for my clients to purchase, you know, after a haircut. Like, you know, that could be a really amazing way for someone to, you know, share what they're doing. But then also, you know, like you said, like, you know, for 10 bucks, someone has, they could plop you in front of their mirror at 7 a.m. and, you know, mimic what you're doing and really feel like that they've got a lot of value out of it. So courses are a really, really exciting way for us to kind of tap into it. I do have one question though, because, you know, you got me thinking now, girl. Is there a way when you are doing a course, so for instance, it's really easy for me to kind of show something, but in your courses, what you're sharing, can you also share the links to like the Hair Story product that I always use? Like, I'm a big bomb person on almost everybody. And like, can you add that within that course on Squarespace, or you just redirect them, or how does that work?
There's always a way around it. So yes, you can. It depends on what platform you're using. So on Squarespace, I haven't used it personally to sell anything. I don't use Squarespace to sell. I don't have the commerce one, but you can have a blog post. I really like blog posts because Google will pick it up. So even if nobody knows that you exist and somebody's searching through, the internet runs on words. If it picks up that there is, you know, you can use certain catchphrases like get healthy, gorgeous hair. Like, everybody wants healthy hair now, right? They Google that, they come into your blog, then suddenly they're on your course. You can link it together. So you say, you can make it in a way where the pages flow.
Okay.
Right. And then, and you can definitely put the link in. Yeah. There's gotta be a way. This is the thing with technology. There's always new things coming out. Every time I log in, I'm like, oh, there's a new feature. There's a new feature here and there's a new feature there. Yeah, there's definitely a way. I have a blog post with all the products that I love and all of the affiliated affiliated companies that I work with.
Yeah.
So yeah, with affiliates too, you can just reach out to a lot of these companies and say, hey, do you have an influencer program? I'm a hairdresser. I would love to work with you. Can I get some product to try? From that, you can create content. And then from that content, you can use that to leverage your position as an expert, and then from that you can just keep building on that. It's really limitless.
And that's also what I love about this, because I think that we all get a little, you know, like you said in the beginning, we get a little icky when it comes to the word like influencer and all of that stuff, because we get into that space where we feel like it kind of goes against where we're like thinking like, oh, influencer, like I'm going to manipulate people. But I think the reality is like we have influence because we are experts as hairdressers. We need to own this space as our own because we have devoted our lives to understanding people's hair and helping them navigate through it, something that they have not devoted their lives to. And I think it's a natural space for us to step into and to shine and educate, and you deserve to get paid when you educate. So let's hear it out loud. Come on now. I love it.
Yeah. You know, another thing that just popped into my head is a lot of people, it's so ironic that, and I noticed this when I was doing makeup like 10 years ago, people would say, I don't know how to do my makeup. I'm like, are you serious? There's like millions of tutorials online. How is it that you don't know how to, oh, I follow all these tutorials. I still don't know how to do my makeup, or I still don't know how to do my hair. And I realized that as the world becomes more and more saturated, more and more people are getting overwhelmed. More and more people are getting lost. Think about the last time you went to get a skincare program. Like, I don't know anything, right? So I use nothing.
Right.
Is like CeraVe or something, because I don't know what to use anymore. So as the world becomes louder and there's more noise, that's why you need to go down to niche down. Have those courses, because people are coming to you, and that's why you deserve to be seen and you deserve to be the expert. So like you said, someone's going to pull up that video and put it on their mirror in the morning, 7 a.m. They know they're going to get quality from you. They know who you are. And that's why it's so important to really niche down and be visible at this time, because the world is so loud.
I love this. Oh, I cannot thank you enough, because this, I From the bottom of my heart, I think that you have this gift. I think what I learned today was this, is that, you know, there are different avenues in which people can support us. We need to tap into them. But I love what you're saying at the end, where you're going, niche down to what you love, because that is sustainable. And then also understanding that the world needs it to be niched down, because they're living in an atmosphere where everything's so loud that you need to do it. So whatever your thing is, if you love, you know, if you love working with, you know, and helping, you know, fine hair folks, you know, figure out their hair, then lean into that. Like if you, you know, like you said, you just broke down and gave great information about, you know, why purple counteracts something else, you know, and it helped in that space because nobody had any information. So I just want to say thank you for doing this with us today, because you are, I just want to hang out with you more and more.
Come down to work and hang out. Yay, that would be so fun. Yes.
I'm so, so excited. So, yeah. And all of y'all, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been a really, really incredible class. And what I would encourage all of y'all to do is to definitely take advantage of anything on the left-hand screen. So if you're someone who's not a hairdresser, we love you too. Just make sure that if you're looking for any of these awesome products, that you want to go ahead and click the one where it says discount off your list. Now, if you are a hairdresser and you are not carrying a Hair Story, but you're being like, you know what, I think I could tell my clients that they could drop ship, then make sure that you click on the Lena link as well for the Carry Us page. Then we have Education with Lena right at the bottom. So that's kind of that link to kind of help find and navigate. So if you are like me and you're like, boo, I hear you, I'm excited about it, but I need somebody to hold me accountable, this is going to be here for you. And then also definitely follow the links for Lena's Instagram, Lena's blog, so you can get all things Lena, sharing all the good stuff. So, and yeah. Thank you.
I say one more thing that I forgot to mention. So at the bottom, when you see Education with Lena under sculptedacademy.com, if you're not ready for a consulting session yet, you can sign up to the mailing list. There is a little button there that says just sign up to the education list. You go on my education and I'll send you any updates, and you know, we can take it from there.
Awesome. Perfect.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Wes. This has been so great.
Thank you. You are awesome. And I don't ever travel, but I might have to go hang out in Canada because I just want to hang out with you. But thank you all so much.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.